Welcome back to another episode of Girl Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Sugru, and today's episode is on why you should never take revenge on anyone. Welcome back, girls. I hope you're all doing great. I hope you're having a beautiful week. It's finally Friday. So I wanted to do a podcast on something I feel will help a lot of you in terms of dealing with any situation and understanding how to manage and channel your energy and like what you're actually doing with your responses. I know a lot of girls can be furious and very emotional about certain things, and when it comes to being actually content and peaceful within, there's nothing more valuable and more important or nice. Just feeling really rested and feeling really confident and clear, it's like an invaluable asset. And so not every time in life do people with that asset actually live in this just graceful, perfect universe. There's going to be a lot of challenges that every single one of us face, but it is really important to understand how you deal with challenges. And one of the topics that I wanted to cover today was revenge. A lot of people like love to get even or do that thing where it's like, is it an eye for an eye or whatever? But I wanted to let you know, particularly for women, maybe it's something that men have to do, but for women, you don't have to do that. This is actually something that withdraws energy from you. It actually takes from you as well as whatever it takes from the other person. So you still end up even at a deficit. And why I wanted to talk about never taking revenge or getting too entangled or invested or attached to whatever it is that happens is so that you actually remain centered and grounded and at a high frequency, because frequency is actually what you frequently see. That's what it means. So if you're setting out to plot a revenge or doing something that's not very highly exciting or motivating, and if you do get excited about things like that, something has to change, because it's showing you and highlighting that there's a massive, like your shadow is probably overriding the elements of you that actually are supposed to be enlightened and light. And so this is for people that don't want to do these things but feel like they have to. And the reason why I never take revenge is because, one, the way that you can channel your energy in order to like allow the universe to, I guess, like redirect or bounce a 10x outcome to that person, it's very easy. You just have to meditate on the universe providing that person with a lesson from you directly in order for them to understand what it is that they've done, and to allow the universe to punish them if it needs to on your behalf. And those are things that I do. I personally feel like it's much more powerful and it's much more intense and it's much more personalized and perfect for anyone that would ever have anything that was negative toward me or anything like that. I don't really deal with it. I just allow my... It's kind of like, as women, you can do spells. They're not like witchcraft or anything, but you can direct certain types of energy after something has been happening, and it can be honestly the most powerful force in the universe, and it can literally stay with somebody until they understand and until their thoughts are directed back to you, and this is why X is happening to them in their lives. And whilst that universe is taking care of that, you need to understand that everyone's here on a growth journey. No one's perfect, and you're going to make mistakes as well. So providing the universe the option on whether or not it believes that something was a mistake or something had a negative intention or whatever it is, you kind of have to take into account that we all have different perceptions and perspectives. You may be having an off day, you may have gotten information wrong. And so as much as I trust my judgment and as much as I can physically remove or connect myself, I actually don't always trust my judgment when it comes to dictating whether or not somebody's right or wrong. And that's exactly why, if I feel or I believe that somebody has done me wrong or something has happened or a situation has occurred, I will ask the universe to direct that person in the correct way and to allow them to like get the whole picture of whatever it is that the universe thinks they deserve. And I won't have any say in that personally, but I will ask for that to be done on my behalf. And typically, I've seen this work. And I will also ask the universe how I can maintain my vibration and how I can stay paying my gratitude forward, and also how I can maintain my growth and my journey in the most abundant and happy, seamless way that I can. And this really comes down to not being a control freak and not needing somebody to fully grasp like your power or anything like that. I typically don't have a need for power. I don't need people to know that I've directed certain energy toward them or asked the universe to provide them with a certain lesson from me based on what it is that our interaction was. But what that lesson is, I may never actually know. But one thing I do know is that it will be a direct message from me. And I will do that, and I will ask the universe to withstand that energy, keep it forceful until it's obvious to that person that the behavior or the thing or the way that they said or did or whatever it might be is unacceptable to the universe and for the greater good of people and humanity and for themselves. So it's not really like I want to get any sort of revenge on somebody, but if somebody has done something that's inappropriate or wrong or had bad intentions, I will always ask for a 10x energy force from me directly via the universe. The thing that comes from me directly is that I don't want anyone to get away with anything personally from me, because I have a lot of energy. But in terms of the transmutation of my energy and how that looks and shows up in their life, I let the universe decide that, because that is the most powerful thing women have. We have silent power, and you don't need to do things that are taking your physical energy, because if we were supposed to use our physical body as much as like men were, and we were meant to use our minds and our logic as much as men were, we'd be built like them, we'd be faster, we'd be stronger, we'd be bigger, we'd have more muscles than them naturally, we'd have testosterone. So we use our spirituality, we use our energy, and that's transmuted through the divine creation of the universe, which is ultimately the feminine force. And so with that, the feminine force, it works from the inside out. It's not really something that where we could go up and we can punch you and kick you and put you in hospital physically. But what we can do is we can withstand a very powerful force from within, which I believe is actually worse, because like you heal from like fights and you can forget words. But when you transmute energy in a certain way, it's incredibly powerful. And it's something that I use so that I don't have to deal with anyone in these situations. I just know that the universe will take care of them in that way. This also means though that when you're doing certain things where you don't want to engage in, like, I don't really like conflict and stuff, and where you don't want to engage in like physical negativity and stuff, and you want to just maintain your level of frequency and stuff like that, you also need to know like what your intentions are going into every situation, because obviously there is a law of cause and effect. And when you are directing forces out, you can't just go out into the world thinking that nobody else can direct them back at you. So you need to be very careful about your intentions and ensure they're always good. This actually is something that allows me to continue growing, because I know that when I go into a certain situation, I'm showing up, I'm doing anything, it is coming from a good place always, because I also know that I have the ability to transmute energy over. And as woo-woo as this sounds, I do understand that from a very logical brain, this might be like, how can you do that? But all women can do this. I'm really not sure if men can, but we are, you know, we are like very, very spiritual. We even as mothers, your child could be across the world, and there's actually an energetic cord between even like your grandma, your great grandma, your mom, you, that you can actually experience each other's pain. And it's been proven that even women are so connected energetically to other beings, and obviously it's going to be more so for children. But if you really channel that ability that you have for, you know, from being able to have children and bring them into the world, understanding that energetic cord and things, you can transmute that into various other things in life, and you can actually use that before you even have any children. And so, because this is a natural gift that women actually need to be able to understand, like, what their baby's feeling. And so when a mother experiences their child being sick or unhappy or whatever, they feel that the exact same way. I asked my mom, was this true? She's not a very spiritual person. She said, without a doubt. She said that it doesn't matter how far away in the world you are, like, I know when you're not sleeping. I know when you're not okay. I know, like, I feel it. I know it. Like, I just know. She said it's indescribable, but it's absolutely amazing. And she said that she's always sort of, like, been taken back by how much you can actually share that with somebody outside of you, but that's part of you. And so it goes the same way for, like, a lot of other things. And it's about understanding how to, I would say, manipulate energy so that you understand why you're doing it. It's not to be a manipulative person, but it's to preserve your integrity most of the time. Like, you don't want to be a person going around with an ego, being so attached to the world that you've allowed yourself to get entangled and affected by things around you, when you have a much more powerful force that will work from the inside out, and it will do it in a way that you could never do it by yourself. You could never do it with thought alone. You could never put it together in such a perfect way that the message will hit. And the 10x consequences towards you will be reflected in that person's life and in that person's mind. I never want someone to experience something physically from me, but I want people to understand mentally and emotionally and spiritually what it is that has, you know, has led to this torment. Because sometimes it's like, you don't want to have a quick revenge on someone, and you don't want to punish anyone. You want people to learn. And so until that lesson is learned from me, based on the intentions that that person had, and based on the behaviors and actions that a person or people have had to me, or things that they've done, or betrayals, whatever it is, I always ask that that be directly put back to them, but with a bit more. And so however it is that the universe decides to present that to them, it's up to the universe. You don't need to have this grand plan. You just need to sit for around 5 minutes, truly channel that energy, wave it out of your body and straight to that person or those people, and the universe will do its thing. It's happened so many times, and I've seen it, and I know a lot of women that do this. And that's why it's so important to not be going around being like all over the place, angry, frustrated, hurt. You don't need to be. Like, you have the ability to channel energy, so why would you do that? And it's way more powerful, and it will allow you to maintain your peace and maintain your joy, continue bringing in blessings, allowing you to be abundant enough to help other people and pay things forward in life, and allow you to remain clear in your mind so that you understand what you're deciding in the future, and you understand what it is that you're thinking about and doing. Females are the most incredible people in the planet, and with women that are reacting and connected into a world that's, you know, a little bit like all over the place, I would say, to be honest, it's a bit crazy out there, but you can maintain your groundedness. You can understand, like, the ultimate force within you, and you don't need to be doing things that are in retaliation. And I wanted to do a podcast on it in a spiritual way, because we're spiritual beings, and without understanding what it is that you're illuminating in the world and highlighting about yourself, you want to have your ultimate reasons. Because yes, I use my shadow side, because I'm not going to say that I'm only light lit person. I use both my light and my dark side, and the reason I do that is because I'm human. I have both of them, and sometimes your shadow side is needed to enforce certain things, but you don't need to go out into the world with ego and with distress and stuff. You can integrate your spiritual shadow in order for that to do its thing when things are not right, you know. And you can illuminate by using both sides. We wouldn't have it if it wasn't necessary. A lot of people are ashamed of a shadow side, but everybody has one. And if you really study human nature and you understand and read books on this, you will understand that too. And it's like, every time, you know, you have somebody that wants to say how good they are and how perfect they are, and how deserving of everything just good that they are, it really is highlighting that you're not aware of your mistakes, you're not aware that you have a shadow, you're not aware of your narcissism, because these are things that we all share. And everyone has a degree of narcissism, everyone has a degree of shadow, everyone has a degree of darkness. And trust me, it's not until you reach certain situations or there are certain topics brought up that you can see different sides of people. And there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't not like someone because of it. But if intentions and behaviors and things are truly outside and have crossed the line unacceptable, then you need to integrate your shadow in order for that to be able to transmute the energy back to that person so that it's not with you, you know, because at the end of the day, if somebody's coming to you or somebody or people have done something to you, it's not for you to hold on to. The revenge is not for you to hold on to. It's for you to transmute that energy, put it back, circle it, and direct it right back at them, and to meditate on what you want the universe to do with that. Would I say it's like completely a shadow side? Not really, like, because I would say that you're doing it in order to maintain lightness and to be able to show up as your best self for people that have good intentions in your life, for the relationships you do have. So it's all about how you use it and why you use it. It's not like I go around and I just do this every single second, because when you're truly happy and you're truly enlightened, you typically see the best in people. It would have to take somebody to really go out of their way to do something that was inappropriate or disrespectful or very bad, that to in order for me to actually direct that back out. But that's what I want you to girls to think about, like actually think about like what you're doing with your time, and allow yourself to not hold on to negativity. Allow yourself to be okay with things that don't work out for you. And if you don't want to like let it go from your own side, transmute the energy. If you're failing to do that and you feel like the universe is telling you, is forcing you to hold on to it, you've got to figure out how to transmute that energy, not to take physical or emotional or whatever kind of action you think you should, or jealousy tactics, whatever it might be, but to transmute that back and ask for a 10x delivery to the person that sent it to you, and to allow the universe to deal with that person in the way that it should on your behalf. Because taking things into control, sometimes it only really eats away at an individual. It changes your whole aura. It's getting you to frequently see things like revenge and how you can get back at someone, rather than abundance and joy and happiness and love and all the good things in the world. Those are the things that you want to have your life centered, focused around, not on the other things. So the universe can do its thing with people in its own time. You don't need to be in a rush, but you just need to know that you've put it out, you've transmuted the energy back, and you understand what it's doing. So you've got to trust and believe in that, and you've got to allow yourself to keep your mindset focused on what you want to see, because that's your frequency. And your frequency is what will attract in all of the blessings, all of your desires, everything that you are worthy of is what your frequency holds. And so you have to be somewhat unaffected by those around you, because people do things all the time that are inappropriate. People have very bad intentions out there sometimes, but it's not for you to have to store in your body. It's not for you to have to deal with yourself. It's not for you to go and talk about to all your friends and have this be the topic of a conversation. And sometimes it's just better to actually allow yourself to let it go, and to, I'm not saying don't talk to people about things, but to allow the universe to deal with that person or those people in its own way on your behalf, because it will. Like, nobody gets away without it. It's the same if you do something, you're not going to get away with it. You know, you're just going to have to understand that there will be a moment in life where you have to deal with consequences, and you have to understand that unless you're actively trying to turn a situation around, or you didn't, you know, it really only happens when your intention was bad, when your intention was not, like, not something that was pure, you know. And so you have to be able to recognize that within yourself, and to understand how you can learn from that, how you can turn it around, and how you can make good. That's the most important thing. The only reason why you would ever receive negative energy is so that you can figure out to the universe, show me how I can make good. Because also there is a period of time where you'll have transmuted energy for something you may have done. And in this, you want to try to minimize the consequences of that internally and spiritually on you, and you want to ask the universe, what is this teaching me? How can I transmute this back into the light energy? And what is it that I need to do in order to make good with the universe or those, you know, those that have sent this my way? And how can I improve from this? Like, what did it, and can you provide me with things that I may need to be able to make good for this if I don't have what it takes? And trust and believe that the timing of the universe will allow you to do that once the intention is set. So it kind of goes both ways. I'm not saying that just because you can do this, you won't get this. But if it does come your way, this is kind of like what it is that I would do. Because, you know, women especially are very, very powerful. They're very spiritual. And I always, you know, have known this, and that's part of the reason why I have my podcast. I say this a lot, but I try to not interact with females negatively, because I understand that even if my intentions are right in my mind, there's a lot of consequences that can come back to you from dealing with or talking about women badly, not uplifting women, not giving to women, just anything to do with women. I know that the universe has a pretty... I would say ruthless hold on people. So when it comes to like empowering each other, make sure you're doing that, because the universe will give you back 10x on that. And it's really important to be mindful of how you're showing up to other women and how you treat other women, because trust me, there is no escaping it. Every woman's divine as well. So you can't go around judging one and thinking one's better than the other. You can like other people more. You can be more soul aligned or better friends with certain people. You can pick up and gravitate towards certain energies more, but you also have to be very respectful to all. So girls, I hope you have an amazing week, and I hope this helped you stay nice and clear and to hopefully not have to take any revenge or any negative retaliations anymore. Bye.